comfort for the hungry. Evening was fast closing the hot summer day. Jesus had ministered to the vast throng of followers for 3 days. They were far from any village and had gathered in the fields in the wilderness east of the shores of Galilee. For 3 long days, a multitude had listened spellbound to Jesus' gracious words. They had witnessed many marvelous miracles as the Comforter brought incomparable comfort to the sick and helpless. By then, the vast throng of people were weary and ravenously hungry. The place in which they gathered was 3 days' journey from home and marketplace. The compassionate Paraclete felt deep concern for the tired and hungry throng. He would not send them to their home so far away, weary and weak from hunger. He would help and strengthen them in their physical weariness and weakness before he dismissed them. So, borrowing the bread and fish from the lunch of a prudent lad, Jesus' creative hand, in the simplest and most amazing way, poured out comfort to the famished multitude. Comfort for a drowning disciple. Bold, impetuous Peter suddenly found himself sinking in the boisterous waves of stormy Galilee. Time for Peter was speedily vanishing from the horizon of his life. Ravenous death rushed through the stormy water to seize his prey and forever drag him under the waves. Peter desperately and immediately needed a helper. The blessed Paraclete stood near, less than a heartbeat away. "Lord, save me," Peter gasped, and had no time to plead more. But the Paraclete helper stretched forth a strong hand, lifted Peter out from those threatening waters. Death, angry and frustrated by the mighty Paraclete, slunk hungrily away from his prey. Comfort for the deceased. Martha and Mary wept desperately. Their hearts were grievously wounded by the fierce dart of death that had slain their brother. The bitter anguish, the disconsolate women stood by the newly filled sepulchre. Lazarus, their beloved brother, was dead. Dead. Gone. Never again would his voice console their hearts, nor would his face comfort their eyes. Desperately, they needed a comforter to stand by their side, someone who could console and succor them in this hour of heartbreak. Too late. 4 lonely, heartsick days. Too late, their friend, the Paraclete, finally arrived. But not even in their wildest dreams did they comprehend the love, the mighty consoling power, and the omnipotent life their comforter possessed. Standing before the cold face of the stone slab that divided the worlds of life and death stood the mighty Paraclete. Lifting up his voice as a cherub's clarion call, he spoke irresistible words of life across the world. With his omnipotent words alone, the Comforter broke open the gates of death and set prisoner Lazarus free. The heart wounds of Mary and Martha were instantly healed as abundant joy sprang up in boundless abandon. The Comforter had come to their house. It was not too late after all.